is gross.
Oh, this is gross.
Oh, it's so gross.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Like, this is totally gross.
No, this is Jordan Gross.
Oh, Jordan Gross.
Oh, bless his heart. Jordan's not gross.
This is gross.
What is up, everybody? This is Jordan Gross, and you're listening to This is Gross with Jordan Gross. I got the idea for this show when I thought about what would the fans want to hear, what's something different that we could put on the website and have everybody really enjoy, and I came up with this idea. I went out and bought all my own stuff. I got my own mics and headphones and a mixer and a laptop, and I got a mobile setup. So I can go out and meet my teammates at their house. At a charity event, like I met Steve Smith for this first one. Steve's a guy that I've been friends with and teammates with for a really long time, and I thought, who better to open up this new series on Panthers.com than Steve Smith, one of the greatest Panthers, probably the greatest Panther of all time and a close friend. So the idea here is it's just me hitting record and the viewer listening in, and just seeing what we talked about. Sometimes it's about football. It can be about life. It can be about family. It can be about history of the person I'm talking to's life. And be whatever. So I hope y'all enjoy it. I met up with Steve at Longview Country Club when we were about to take part in Greg Olson's charity golf event there. So I found a little telephone room upstairs, as quiet as I could find, and we recorded this thing. So hopefully you like it and enjoy. Check one, two, check.
Hello.
We're recording.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No.
We got to talk close.
No, in the headphones.
You got to turn the headphones on. I gave you the nice ones. Right here. There you go.
Oh. Okay, there you are.
How's that sound?
That's better. Hey, it's still a recession. I don't have Beats.
Well, I got them from our quarterback.
Oh.
It was a gift.
Wow.
Yeah. And I gave you. I'm using my daughter's that she uses with her iPad, and she chews on the cord. So,
oh, okay.
I gave you the good ones.
Appreciate it.
It's pretty sad when you and I have to meet at a charity event to even see each other in the off season.
That's not true.
That is.
Well, I mean, that's not sad. It's just the fact of two men that have busy lives. You could be an unfit father and just kind of not care, you know, and not be busy and just. Hanging out at the bars.
That's true.
So
I was going to say that as a compliment to you, that I would put you in like my top three dads that I know as far as active involvement.
Oh, appreciate it.
Like what's your normal week like with what all activities do you have?
Well, my assistant coach will probably have to send an email because I missed the email again, for sending out the email for my team, flag football, which
Got
is
it.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
It's at 12:30, field 5.
Okay.
But I didn't send the email.
And you're going to miss it?
No, I'm not going to miss
it.
Oh,
okay. I thought you said you missed the email.
Yeah, I missed the email.
Okay, all right.
So we have a flag football game at 12:30. I got blueberries. I just on the way home today, after me and Angie go out on the way home, I got to get buttermilk, because I'm making buttermilk pancakes. Angie likes some blueberry. The kids like them kind of with chocolate chips. So we'll do that. Start off our morning. Then I'll make enough so it'll be for the whole week.
Ooh.
And so they can get up in the morning and
Batter? You make the batter?
Homemade batter, buttermilk, milk, flour, sugar, baking soda, baking powder, all that stuff.
So these are scratch pancakes?
Yes.
Wow.
And then, so I'll make those enough to where they'll be able to have them during the week. So I'll do that. And then on Monday, so that'd be the weekend. And then we go to church. Then on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, I train with my trainer. So I take the kids to school at 8, and I safely but tactfully weave in and out of traffic to get there at 8:30 to work out. And then I start my day. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Angie does it because I do the cycling class at 7.
That's the secret to your longevity, cycling?
It's non-weight-bearing, so that helps.
I tell you what, man, I swear by that stuff. The bikes, the riding.
Yeah.
Because your joints, when you get, let's say, longer in the tooth, tend to get sore from like regular running, right?
It's not being longer in the tooth. It's really just always pounding on your joints every single day.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it does help a little bit.
Plus, I found that as a dad, you don't ever get, like, you're not off your feet until, like, 9 o'clock at night.
Yes, and then you just kind of, like, die, you know?
You try to have a conversation with your wife, but you're so tired and so she that by the time you get the lunches made for the next day and everything, you just collapse into bed.
Yeah.
What'd you think of our draft pick?
I thought it was awesome. You know, I was excited. I watched it up to the draft. To the 14th pick, they got started, said yes. And then I shut it off and me and Angie went to bed.
I texted you and I was wondering if I was going to get a response because it was like questionable late at night.
I was gone. We were done.
Yeah, I think that guy has some big shoes to fill, but if you went to Utah and you play for the Panthers, you better hang around for quite some time.
But you know what? Seeing his family get emotional.
Right.
When they got drafted, really tells me that they're humble. It, you know, when I look at a guy, and some people may not like it, but, you know, I look at a guy like Sheldon Richards. He hugs his folks. He has a diamond bracelet and a diamond watch and starts sitting at home and they're emotional because, you know where they're coming from. You know what this means to them. It's not a circus.
Yeah.
So I thought that different perspective, I thought we had the right guy.
You know, and when I got invited to the draft because I figured I'd go high, and it's funny because he stayed home and I stayed home, and I really love that because I didn't want to go be in the big circus. I want to stay with my family. Plus, I was nervous that like I'd be that last guy.
You'd
picked.
Be the Geno Smith.
Yeah, and I'd be sitting there.
So here's the question for Geno: does he wear the same suit or does he change?
Well, they said he's not coming back.
Oh, boo!
Yeah, they said he's gonna watch it from.
Watch
the free hotel.
Oh, yeah.
He looks just like Troy Vincent, by the way.
I said that, too.
I kept wondering why they were showing Troy Vincent in the commercials leading
like,
up to it.
I was like, he's not in the Madden cover thing. Why did you keep showing him? And I saw.
But see, most people don't. Most current NFL players probably don't even know who Troy Vincent is.
Yeah, that's the part where they learn.
So we got to talking about Utah, and I'll never forget my early days at Utah. Because I got there in 98 and you got there in 99, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of our first conversations, and we've talked about this, but there was another guy that came with you from Santa Monica.
Phil Blackman.
It was like a hyped up tackle.
Oh, I mean, here's the story of Phil, short and sweet. He was a quarterback in high school. They moved him to tight end and they moved him to tackle. Now he's Snoop Dogg's, quote unquote, some other guy's bodyguard.
Wow.
Supposedly.
Well, that's good. But I was playing tackle, and you came in, and you were like, had to break the news to me. We didn't really know each other well. And you're like, so Phil, they're saying he's going to play tackle, and so they're probably going to move you to guard. And I remember I was like, who is this guy? What's he telling me this for? And then the guy didn't pan out, so I got my spot back. But it's been... Thankfully, you didn't know what you're talking
about.
Hey,
how about first day of camp. He overslept.
Yeah, he slept in and he had to go run gassers instead of practice. So that was when I knew I might have my spot back.
Yeah, and that's when I ate a humble pie.
Yeah, no, it was fun being your teammate. It's always been fun being your teammate. And I think I really haven't appreciated it until probably like the last year or two.
Wow.
You know, because I don't know, you just never really, it's just been the way it's been since I was 18. We've been on the same team, but
I've always appreciated you.
Well, no, I had. Like, I've always been like, if people ask me, what's it like playing with Steve Smith, because there's obviously the way you play and there's a certain like mystere about you and things, but I said, man, I've never once not wanted him on my team no matter what he's done, because the guy shows up to work and makes big plays. And I mean I'm not trying to get too sentimental here, but mm-hmm. And I know you're probably gonna tease me, but man, it's been fun watching you, man.
I'm not gonna tease you. The one thing that you probably don't even know is remember a couple of years ago for my birthday, that Angie threw me, you gave me that plaque.
Yeah.
With that picture in it.
Yeah.
That picture, I treasure it.
Yeah.
And it's in my suite.
Yeah.
But at the same time, once I'm done, once I'm no longer occupying the suite, which means I no longer be a player.
Yeah.
It'll go in my office.
Yeah, good.
I get to, every time I wake up and do some work in my office, I get to see your big behind right there.
carrying you, right? Aren't you like jumping up? Is that the picture I gave you?
No, it was the huddle.
Oh yeah, the huddle. That's right. Yep. So we're here today for Greg Olson's charity event.
Yes.
And how do you weed through all the requests to do stuff? Like, I mean, there's a million. I mean, you could be busy every single day.
What I do is, I mean, I try to respect people, but then at the same time, I kind of try to put a limit. Like when I feel myself getting irritated, and some people may be listening and say, oh, that's easy. He can get irritated. He wakes up. No, irritation would be when someone is waiting outside or waiting in the restroom for you after they tried to kind of get your autograph or try to talk to you. That's kind of frustrating. And then, like, you take pictures, and then you do this and do that. And then probably about midday, I'll be kind of like, okay, I'm done with it. Because by midday, they start to feel, you know, they get a few alcoholic beverages in their system.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they want to call their significance other or their son. And this is the one that kind of gets me. Hey, you.
Oh.
Come talk to my boy right here on the phone.
Ooh, the awkward conversation.
So first of all, my mama didn't name me Hey You.
No.
And then you're not going to talk to me like I'm one of your sons.
Right.
To talk to, you know.
You're like a novelty.
Yes.
It's just, yeah.
Actually, you become the animal behind the cage in the zoo.
Wow.
And it's kind of tough. And some people may say, how can you say that? When we're in a restroom and we're at the urinal, and I use in the restroom and you use in the restroom, and I go to wash my hands and you don't wash your hands.
And the handshake.
And then you go to handshake and I weave in and out like you're a defender. And you don't get mad at me because you have the TPs. You know what the TPs are?
No.
The pissy tips.
Oh, no.
Yes. But other than that, it's for charity.
Yeah. Well, see, I always say that I got the best position in all of pro sports. Because as you saw in the draft, tackles are highly sought after.
Yes.
And our pay scale is very good.
Wow.
And you could play usually for a long time.
Tremendous.
And you get all the benefits, but like people aren't that really excited to see you.
Correct.
So I'll go to a restaurant and I'll walk through with my family, and I'm fairly like identifiable because I'm usually bigger than most people. And I might get like a, hey, Jordan, or like a, good luck this year.
Yeah.
Or like once in a while, a handshake, not in the bathroom.
Yes.
And then I've gone to dinner. I've seen you at dinner, man, and it's like, oh, look, that's Steve Smith. Look, Steve. Go over there, get his autograph. They're interrupting you during dinner.
Yeah.
And people are just excited. I mean, if they weren't excited to see you, then we wouldn't have jobs. But the moral of the story is you should have been an offensive tackle because it's the job.
The only problem with that is I'm missing one key opponent.
What?
Component. Height.
But you got the quickness.
I just don't have the height.
I'd put your strength up there pretty high, too, for a guy that I've never seen lift weights very much.
I lift. I just don't lift in front of people.
You don't. Steve, let's not. I've been in a lot of weight rooms that you were supposed to be in.
Yes.
And you're not in there very often.
Because I'm lifting other places.
No, I believe you are. I mean, I've seen your results, but I've never seen you ever do a bench press.
No, I don't do bench press.
I've never seen you do a squat. I've seen you do like lunges, jumps, step ups.
Yes.
So you go for like explosive lifts only.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if you know this, but we're winding down now, but you were the first guy this is going to go on the Panthers website, and the segment's called This Is Gross with Jordan Gross. It's
because
that's my name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
And I said, who should be my number one man? And I said, Steve Smith.
You know what? I know it was hard because it was probably a photo finish between me and Ryan Khalil.
Well, you're just not, you're way, like I said earlier, nobody's that excited about linemen. So if my debut one would have been.
But Khalil's awesome, though.
Yeah, he's funny. I actually did a practice, like warming up for this.
How was
I did a practice one, and it's really good.
How bad was, like how aggressive was he to throw you off?
He tried to, and I thought you were going to do more of that. He tried to razz me a lot,
yeah.
But I'll get with him. We'll do the live one, and he'll be
That's
pretty
cool.
tame. But I appreciate you coming on, man. It's
no
it means a lot. Good luck with your WFNZ career too.
How do you think I'm doing?
Honestly, I went on there a couple weeks ago with you. I think you're doing great.
Yeah.
You just got to be you. Be honest. Be open. You know what you're talking about, and They want you on there for a reason because you're obviously exciting to listen to. And I think it's cool you're doing the local thing first because that's up my alley as well.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's fun. The one thing though, man, it sucks being a fan. You know why?
Why?
You have to make a decision on a game sometimes. Cause there's some like when it was an NCAA basketball tournament, I didn't know which game to watch. Cause it was like I was channel surfing. And then the shows weren't on what they were supposed to be on.
Yeah.
So I mean I was really confused. Like, oh, I don't wanna not miss Duke, but oh, this other game is going. Wichita State's making a run. So it was a lot of confusion.
Well, it's a new job for you and you got a lot to learn, but there we have it. Episode 1, Steve Smith. Learning how to juggle family, fans,
and hand sanitizing.
And hand sanitizing.
On the Gross Show.
This is Gross.
This is Gross.
With Jordan Gross.
This is Smitty on the Gross with Jordan Gross. You've just been gross.
That wasn't so gross.
No, that was pretty gross.
I've heard grosser. Is it grosser or more gross?
That was gross.